What about that Sodom and Gomorrah where the angels destroyed that? I mean, was that story...
What's up with that, Ion?
Ego, the angels... Now you got to go... You got to bring Lot in this mess.
Right. And his wife is that turned into a pillar of salt.
Pillar of salt, because that's what she was supposed to be, is salt and light. So she did the one thing they said don't do, that's what she did, so that was her judgment. She turned into a pillar of salt. What it was about is they were trying to figure out, give a calculation for how this was going to go down. And they had turned into what you call, they had gotten too free-willed with their rules and regulations. So the angels came to see about it, and they made a deal with God, quote God. Now, this is the way the story goes, was if y'all can find one, you can find one or find folks that are serving of God or worthy to be God or serve God to be God, then okay, fine. So the angels were sent to sift through it. Well, the first thing that happens is, they start trying to break down Lot's house. He's hiding the angels because they said, bring them men out here so that we may know him. Now, that brings up the poem you heard earlier. They just wanted to know this boy scripturally, okay, and have carnal knowledge of him. Now, you don't want to take on rectal intercourse with no angel now, but it's okay. That's what they're talking about, because they're wild as March hares. They're beating the door down. And Lot says, no, take my daughters. If you need some raping and pillaging, I'd much rather you sacrifice my daughters rather than get crossways with these angelic beings. They said, your daughters is virgins, but we've had lots of virgins. That's not so fun. We want some of this. We want some of this angel nookie. We want us some angel nookie. We want some nookie from the angels. We want something strange we ain't had before. So they go at it, and they about bust them down the door. And you're going, Lord, suffering cats, what in the world are these human creatures got into? They want to now have strange angel nookie. Oh, I was an angel virgin until I went to that Saddam and Gomorrah. Oh, yeah, it was nasty. Now, there was one more party. Now, they was dropping... They was doing lines, and the crank was floating, and the brown party liquor was rich, and they was puffing that pipe, and the smoke was rolling, and oh, a good time was being had by all. Let me tell you now, it was one more cat fight, lay down party. Well, they got Lot and said, all right, enough of this. We can't have this business. Come on, let's get out of here. And then Lot turned and told the angels, sorry. Now, the deal was if they found one, then they would save Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. That was the point. Well, right. Lot was one. Mm-hmm. All right? Now, his wife turned around and looked back and said, don't look back on that abomination. No U.S. reference included now, but that abomination. And Lot's wife wanted to look one more time because she had fond memories of the party down in Sodom and Gomorrah. No, I'm talking, there was some fond memories. They've been tearing it up on the weekends now. They're all about that. So she turned around and wanted to have one more gaze of that wonderful pleasure of carnal bliss that had been enjoyed by many. And she looked back and as it was being destroyed, she turned into a pillar of salt. Lot had the position of saying, no, angels, you're right. Let it go. It's not worth it. Let it go. So the angel said, all right, God, Lot, bam, there it goes. Poof, there it went. And that's the short version. Is that enough of that, or you want some more?
I want a little bit more. Where does it say? Did it go to a parallel world? Because you said we can't uncreate.
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Oh.
It was consumed. Now, what does it say? Whoa. Now, read you, get you scriptures. What they said is in one moment, Sodom and Gomorrah, its two cities, was consumed in a fiery light.
It sure did.
That's exactly what it said. So, boom. And they can't to this day find two rocks of it together.
That's right.
Sure can. No archaeological studies. nothing.
Oh, but wow. Give it a minute. They may come back, and boy, they're gonna be a party down there. And then they'll be running around screaming. So just let the rough side drag, boys. They're back. That's what the scriptures say. I mean, that's what it says.
Yeah.
Ain't no mystery. Oh, it gets to be great fun. Now what
say we read
to
the backwards. We need to read the Bible backwards. I mean, what is it? Backwards. So that means the city of Sodom and Gomorrah is going to eventually show back up.
It's coming, yeah. Sticky, sticky.
You heard it here first. Another world exclusive. This is the first time it's ever been heard.
Oh, yeah, because the poster that they had, the sign that said "Welcome to Sodom" or "Welcome to Gomorrah," right underneath that sign, it said, you know, they'd say it would be the city of angels, or it'd be the city of well-being, or beautiful place, or garden spot of the world. Well, under Sodom and Gomorrah, it said, "Come on in, let the sin begin." God isn't. You are God, and you will sit in judgment. and you'll have a very good, well-documented soul that'll flash before your eyes when you lay that body down.